T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Breaking news for Dana. I don't want to misuse the breaking news theme. CNN.com, Dana. Bridgerton fans can breathe a sigh of relief. Netflix has announced a second season of the steamy show.
The Duke is coming back.
The period drama created by Chris Van Dusen and produced by Shonda Rhimes, based on Julia Quinn's novels, has created a buzz since it debuted last month. The show is the first series for Rhimes under her Netflix deal, so it doesn't come as a huge surprise that Rhimes' production company revealed today on Instagram the series will indeed return.
Aha!
The announcement came in the form of a letter written by the character Lady Whistledown, who is essentially the gossip columnist in their city. Dearest readers, Lady Whistledown wrote, "The ton are abuzz," I think that means the town, "the town are abuzz with the latest gossip, and so it is my honor to impart to you, Bridgerton shall officially return for a second season. I do hope you have stored a bottle of ratafia for this most..."
It's okay.
What is it?
Most of us didn't really listen to what was going on. All you need's the Duke.
Is the Duke's a very powerful man in
very,
this town of Bridgerton,
very
is he
powerful.
Not?
Oh, he is something.
He has a...
Wow.
Something.
Does he have a little sepultura or whatever it's called?
Is the air getting warmer in there, Scott?
On her side it is. Like a heat wave over there.
That's my husband said, "No, I will not have you call me my lord."
Did you try?
We joked about it and he's like, "Stop it. Stop it."
Senator Bernie Sanders and his handmade mittens are the real stars of Inauguration Day, according to the internet. Sanders' cozy, casual, inaugural wear stealing the show
Is
Wednesday.
Is that what we're calling it?
The Vermont senator, who twice ran for president but lost to Biden last year, sat among the crowd of socially distant spectators while sporting a tan insulator jacket, black trousers, a pair of knitted wool mittens made by a school teacher, and, of course, his face mask. His look was a far cry from the dark suits and jewel-toned overcoats worn by others in attendance. Said Sanders later to CBS News, "In Vermont, we dress warm. We know something about the cold. And we're not so concerned about good fashion. We want to keep warm. And that's what I did today."
If you have not seen online the conglomeration of Bernie Sanders mittens memes, because he's got his arms folded. He's on like a lawn chair.
He looks grumpy.
I'm just going to read you a couple from Twitter. "I see everyone mocking Bernie's grandpa at the post office vibe today, but those mittens are clutch."
Clutch.
And now people are using that photo and putting Bernie all over the world. He's on the moon today. He's on the subway.
The funniest one was the video of him as Patrick Swayze during
the clay pottery
in Ghost. And he and the mittens are even included on the front as he's holding Demi Moore's hands.
There's one of him sitting next to Forrest Gump. There's one of him on the Game of Thrones throne. There's one of him in front of Arrowhead, and it just says, Kansas City fans be like camping out waiting to see what Mahomes' update is. He's just by himself at Arrowhead.
A story here from Channel 5 about getting the COVID vaccine, and we'll get to the Amazon story here shortly. Johnson County is preparing to vaccinate more people, but needs your input first. No, here's my input. Vaccinate! County health officials have administered more than 10,000 shots to people in phase one. Oh, that's good. County of only 500,000 people. Now they're trying to plan for how many doses they will need for phase two. Phase two will include anyone 65 or older, people living in congregate living centers, and high-level critical workers.
Okay.
What's up?
But let's be honest, Scott. Good luck. I talked to a very dear friend of mine today. Her mother is 90.
Okay, so she's over 65.
Good luck trying to figure out how to get this thing to your loved one. Good luck. And this is a very educated woman who happens to work in healthcare.
Oh.
And she said to me today, we're on every sign-up sheet. We're on every you call. And I'm not blaming anyone. What I want to know is because I guess all of the health department directors got together today and issued this joint statement for all of the counties, okay, and said vaccine demand is high, but, quote, the supplies remain very limited. That was their joint statement. And I'm not blaming them. I think you have to back up, and I asked you this off the air, where is the vaccine coming from, and who decides which cities and counties get it shipped to them in what order? So there's the Moderna and the Pfizer in the sky.
Yeah.
Who decides? Is it equal that every governor gets an equal number and then the guy? No, I mean, there is a log jam somewhere.
I think that's supposed to be based on population. So California obviously would get the most, New York, Florida, Texas.
The sign-up sites, Scott, have been so overwhelmed, the servers have crashed.
My mother tried to sign up on the Johnson County Health Department website, and it crashed on her. I'm telling you, it's real simple. My plan is the plan. I don't know why everybody doesn't just take it and run.
Listen to this from Truman Medical Center. They are only signing up Missouri residents eligible in the state's current distribution phase. Quoting here from the president and CEO, we had a self-scheduling portal on our website, and we did schedule several people. Then we had to shut it down because we didn't want to be overwhelmed and build expectations that we can't achieve. So,
but you have a great question, Dana. Where is the vaccine? I mean,
where is it?
Where is like ground zero for right. vaccine distribution?
For distribution, not production, because we already know they're cranking out 35,000 per week, I think, was one of them, and whatever the other one's doing.
That's it?
I think that's one. The last thing I read.
35,000 per week?
I think that's what it said. I'll look it back
That's up. Nothing.
So then from there, that's not very many.
It's got to be more than that.
Where do those go?
Because it's got to be more than that.
I do feel like the hospitals and health departments are going, look, we're trying. We can't give you what we don't have.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not blaming them. The rollout has been a disaster on the federal and state level. There's no denying it.
So Amazon today, apparently this is controversial. I don't know why. Amazon today said, we are here. We are ready to go. Let us help. Let us help with distribution, which again means nothing if we don't have the supply. You can't just distribute what you don't have.
Yeah, planes can fly, but they'll be delivering nothing.
But for weeks, our listeners have been saying, why can't we just have Amazon do it? And there's memes about it that we'll all be vaccinated in a week.
Yeah, the reason it's become political is the timing of the announcement. I'm just telling you what to expect.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what to expect.
I do not want this to be about politics. I'm asking, how does an Amazon facilitated vaccine rollout look? Bring it to my door.
576-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Let me just read this text real quick. I responded to this text by, that is a joke, right? Just to get some clarification. But this texter writes, what are you going to do when someone's vaccine is stolen off their front porch and then sold on the black market? You can't get a Christmas gift delivered, but you think we can get highly in-demand vaccines through Amazon? And I wrote, that is a joke, right? They're not going to deliver it to your front porch.
Correct.
There won't be porch pirates running around stealing vaccines.
What I said was in jest. Would I like a universe where an Amazon driver could put a needle in my arm? Yeah, that'd be great, but I don't think that they're trained to do that. So what they're saying is they're going to help on the front end with the logistics of getting these vaccines sent out more quickly and more evenly.
Hell, if they can get me a CD delivered overnight from Europe,
I know.
They can get a vaccine delivered.
I know.
Let me just set the backstory here from CNN Business. Amazon wasted no time reaching out to the newly installed U.S. president about prioritizing its essential workers in the administration's vaccine distribution plans. In a letter sent to the White House yesterday, Amazon executive Dave Clark wrote that the company, quote, stands ready to assist in vaccinating 100 million Americans in the first 100 days. As part of that offer, Dave Clark highlighted that Amazon has more than 800,000 U.S.-based employees, most of whom work in essential roles at Amazon fulfillment centers. So it sounds almost like he's wanting to make sure that all of his crews are inoculated. And then
we'll sprinkle the joy all around the world.
Then we'll help with another 200,000.
Now, here's something interesting, Scott.
Another 99 million.
All big companies should think about this if they don't already do it. And I'm guessing Cerner and some of the other big companies already do this. And text us if you know. Amazon has hired a healthcare provider just to help administer the vaccine to their employees. So if you're a Garmin or a Sprint or a Cerner, as I mentioned, the state even, would it not be in their best interest to hire someone who just helps vaccinate that last group of people? You know what I'm saying? Like the you and I's of the world, Scott.
Yeah, almost like a lobbyist, if you will. Like, we need it over here, everybody, because we've got, you know, 2,000 employees. They work in the health field at Cerner. They technically work in health. We need it. And I'm here to set it up, and we'll have a nurse, several nurses on duty.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. First floor, it's your turn. Second floor,
your turn.
Because
you already within your company have the infrastructure set up for when you go in to talk to HR, when you go in to sign up for health benefits. All of these little companies all over the U.S. would already have that in place. If you hired someone to help facilitate the vaccine, to me, it would be a much faster way to get it distributed.
576-7798. Jordan in Blue Springs. Jordan, good afternoon.
How are you guys? I love our show.
Thank you for letting us host it. Thank you.
I don't know if you guys heard the news this morning, but apparently Florida is having a vaccine tourism problem.
Yes! So
that is true.
If you want to get your parents vaccinated, just send them on down to Florida.
It's so funny you just said that, Jordan. I just pulled up that story and I'm like, oh, no way. He is correct. The governor, I think today, this is just 2 hours ago, reminded everyone the state is only offering doses to residents and they are cracking down at what they call vaccine tourism, where it's exactly what it sounds. People are traveling to states like Florida to get the vaccine amid a slow rollout in other parts of the United States.
Go ahead, Jordan.
I did get my vaccine. I worked for a non-for-profit that it's in the health industry, and nearly everyone that we work with is immunocompromised. But
yeah,
regardless of that, I feel kind of ashamed that I got it. I feel like I didn't deserve it to get it when I did.
How old are you?
I'm in my 30s. But
are you of good health?
Yes, but it's for where I work, I volunteer.
Mm. Oh, I see. I see.
That's why I was able. But I still feel like, you know, the clients that we work with should have been able to get it before I was able to.
Here's what I'm going to say, Jordan. It's not your fault that the system was set up that way. It's not your fault that you received the vaccine. I wouldn't go posting it on Facebook with so many people waiting for their 9-year-old mother to get vaccinated. We're going to start to see people go, now, wait a minute.
You're going to get vaccine shamed.
Listen to this. More than 1.1 million people have received at least one dose in Florida. 39,000 of them came from out of state. People are like, look, if you can't get this figured out in Kansas or Missouri, I'm going to go plant my butt on a beach.
Ain't America great.
Florida.
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Bob Kendrick from the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum joins us at 5:15 this afternoon. The Kansas City Monarchs are back. 5:15 for Bob Kendrick with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play.
Telephone number 576-7798. Good to be with you on this gorgeous Thursday afternoon. Don't forget, today is Friday Eve. That means tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances in a way that only we can. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. Let's go to Doc in St. Joe. Hello, Doc.
Hello. Hey, I got some current events for you.
Yeah.
I've heard the news on the hour probably six times today on the radio. And a few hours ago, I heard that part of Missouri's new strategy is that they're going to have 9 super centers for inoculation, one in every highway patrol region, Troop A, Troop
cool.
B.
And they're using the National Guard for it, according to the governor.
And they expect each one to be able to do 2,500 a day. Then they're going to come up with a plan to have more than that in Kansas City and St. Louis. And while I was surfing the net last night, I saw a picture of a building that they're thinking about using in Clay County. And it's a brand new warehouse. I've seen them building it for months. It's right at Pleasant Valley, and it probably has 60 docks, but it's never been used or anything. So they're talking about figuring out a way to use that in Clay County.
Which is awesome to have several sites all over town, but I still go back to the sites don't do any good if the doses aren't flooding into the community.
And I hope, Doc, that you heard incorrectly, because if they only inoculate 2,500 people a day, let's say all 5 million people in Missouri wanted to get a vaccine, that would take 6 years.
Well, 2,500 a day each site. There's, almost...
It would take 2,000 days. So, yeah, that would be 6 years.
It's better than nothing. But again, Doc, I go back to how do we ramp up production so that we even have the vaccines to give? And one of the things I read today is that there are a handful of different companies producing a similar vaccine, right, in the last stage of trials. And so once those are cleared, my guess is more product will flood the market. But I how long is that going to take?
Mm. Well, our former president tried to have it out by the election. Pfizer held it for a week, but that's been 2 months.
There's no proof of that, by the way.
States should have had a game plan.
Okay. There's no proof.
I don't disagree with him on that. States should have had a game plan. But then it goes back to, what good is it to have a game plan if you're not getting the doses?
576-7798. Chris in Kansas City, you're next. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
I got a friend that works at a warehouse manufacturing in Lawrence, and he's saying they're wanting to mandate vaccinations for all of their employees. And they have a LPN that works there specifically for the employees.
Okay.
So they're looking at if they can get the vaccine delivered to the warehouse, if they can just take them off the floor for groups at a time, and the LPN would administer at the job there.
They're going to mandate it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're wanting to mandate vaccinations for their employees.
Well, if you want a job, you got to get vaccinated.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not a half bad idea.
I mean, there are companies that say if you want a job here, you can't smoke.
Yeah. I've worked at plenty of companies that, you can't smoke. Or I worked at a couple of, Christian bookstores. You couldn't drink or anything outside of work even.
Even outside of work?
Yeah, they wanted you to lead. I mean, it's a Christian bookstore, so I mean, it's not unusual that they'd want you to, lead a Christian life. But I mean, I'm just saying, it's their company; they can mandate and request that you do whatever they want you to do. So.
Okay.
But yeah, they're looking at getting vaccinations and doing them themselves.
All right, man.
Johnson & Johnson has a one-dose vaccine. This is from the Post about a week ago, it looks like, in the final phase of testing, and agreed to a contract with the United States government to provide 12 million doses by the end of February. However, Johnson & Johnson has since said they plan to have a single-digit million number of doses available in the second half of February. And the start of another clinical trial from a different company, Novavax, has been delayed by months, partly because of manufacturing delays.
Bob calling in from Independence. Hello, Bob.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well, Bob. Thank you for asking.
I enjoy our show.
Thank you.
I'm 77 years old. When the notification first went out in the state of Missouri on January 8th that I could get in line, I did. I have not heard one peep from them. They said they'd get back to me, but I kind of wonder why they haven't gotten back to me. It would seem like, you know, it's been quite a few days in January, and I would think I should be ready to get my shot.
Well, Bob, I will put you at the top of my prayer list tonight that you get your call tomorrow.
You're a fine man.
All right, Bob. Be well, and I wish you nothing but the best. I hope you get it soon.
Thank you.
Take care, partner. 576-7798. That's the same number for the text line if you wish. You just need to make sure you add a 913 in front. Bob Kendrick with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum will join us at 5:15 this afternoon. Joe in Overland Park. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Good.
I saw the other day on one of the news channels where it said Kansas was the last state in the country, the worst, to give out its vaccines that it had on hand. It had 133,000 vaccines on hand and only given out like 30,000, 25,000, something like that.
I have read that. I don't know if the percentages have changed in the last 2 weeks since that story first came out.
But we did talk to Dr. Hawkinson about that last week, and he said the numbers can be a little bit misleading in that regard, in that a lot of the Kansas numbers come in later than they were administered. Does that make sense? Did I make sense right there?
A little bit.
There's a lag in reporting, not a lag in vaccinating, is what he argued.
But if we have 133,000 and we've only administered 25 to 30, we'll go higher. We'll go 50.
Right.
That's still 70,000 vaccines sitting on the shelf.
It's abysmal. You're right. It's abysmal.
And that's unexcusable for our governor and for our state.
So listen to this. The new administration, this just dropped within the hour from the New York Times, inherits a vaccine supply. Here we go back to the supply problem. Inherits a vaccine supply that is unlikely to grow before April.
I thought I saw Alex Azar say last week there was no reserve supply. He said that to Lester Holt on NBC.
This just dropped 20 minutes ago.
Huh. Here's what's happening. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand
is. I was just going to say, there is clearly a logjam between the producers, the suppliers, the shippers, and the states. And then from the states to the counties, from the counties to the cities. It says the CDC data indicates that states and localities are administering as few as 46% of the doses that the federal government is shipping to them. To his point,
yeah,
the rates are abysmal for what we have. But we don't have enough. But then if we're sitting on some, why are we complaining we don't have enough?
Because you have too many chefs in the kitchen.
There's too many chefs in the kitchen. Bingo.
And God forbid that somebody like me says this, but I will. This needs to be federally government-centered. This needs to be a federal government rollout, not a state rollout.
Well, here's the problem. Governors are now lobbying Pfizer directly. Did you see this?
Just like they were for bids?
I will pay you $100 million, state of, what was one of the states? New York was one of them, to directly purchase from you, Pfizer, vaccines for our state. And do you know what Pfizer said? We don't have the supply.
Yeah. Well, we need to centralize the vaccine response with the federal government. Hopefully, after yesterday, that is the direction we're going to move in. I don't know if it is. I can only hope. 576-7798. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you today?
Hi.
Okay, so Dana, you keep saying that what good is having this, what good is having that, if we don't have the vaccines to get out?
Yep.
Well, how often do we have tornadoes? And yet we test those sirens every week.
Great point. We still have shelters.
Right. And so to that I say it is better to have the game plan and be ready to hit the ground running when they do come in so that people aren't left trying to figure out how the heck we get them into people's arms.
Great point, and I thank you for it. And I want to correct what I said earlier about vaccine distribution. Maybe those were state numbers in my head. Between Pfizer, which is the biotech, and Moderna, they are ramping up and are now on track to deliver up to 18 million doses a week.
Okay.
I don't like the words up to, because six is up to 18 million.
So is zero. 576-7798. We'll get to more of your calls in just a moment. So Jay, Michelle, and the others, you guys hang tight because you're next here on Dana and Parks. Get back to the calls here in just a second, but this is from NPR, and Dana was reading this to me off the air a little while ago, and it's fascinating to think about. Nearly one in five defendants, so roughly 20% of those charged in relation to the attack on the U.S. Capitol served in the military. Not serving, but served. They're veterans.
One in five.
20% of those charged in the riot at the Capitol served in the military. And then NPR goes on to point out, to put that in perspective, only 7% of American adults are veterans. Wow.
All right, so we only don't want to give you bad news today as we're talking about the vaccine rollout and the problems. And so let me read this sentence out of one of the articles in the Times that just dropped within the last hour. Johnson & Johnson is expected to announce results from its vaccine trial within days. If it proves effective, it could drastically speed up the pace of vaccinations because, unlike Moderna's and Pfizer vaccines, it requires only one dose. The company could apply for emergency use authorization from the FDA as soon as the end of the month. So once we get Johnson & Johnson in the pool, Scott, and then there's another company that starts with like Novavax or something.
Yeah.
Once more companies start coming into the tent, we should see supplies ramp up. But again, they're saying not until maybe late April.
Here, let's just buy the recipe and give it to everybody. By everybody, I mean all the companies that can
that are regulated and know how to do it.
Yeah, let's just buy the how much do you want, Pfizer? How much?
Right.
You want 20 billion?
Start throwing money at them.
We poop 20 billion before breakfast. Let's go to Jay in Kansas City. Hello, Jay.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you for what you do. Love your show.
Thanks for letting us do it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. I know the companies are doing such a great job with getting these injections done, but I don't think our counties or our state are handling it as well as they should be. I have Parkinson's. My neurologist definitely wants me to take the injection. I've been on the list for quite some time, but yet I know a handful of people that are younger than me, and they got the injection. They're not even in critical health.
Yeah.
They're not in the medical field. And there was no proof. You go on there, you fill out this form, and they didn't have to prove anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you signed up, Jay, just through one source, or are you signed up with multiple sources?
My doctor said I had to sign up through Clay County, whatever county I'm in.
Okay.
So,
well, man, the best to you, because
luck,
you
Jay.
Should be at the front of that line, Jay.
Yeah, it's frustrating. So.
Hey, if I was ahead of you in line, I would give you my spot.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Be well, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Michelle in Blue Springs. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. My question is, do you think that part of the reserve issue is that they're trying to reserve them for people who have to get the second dose?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because isn't there a time frame that you have to have the second dose by?
I think with Pfizer, they recommend roughly 3 weeks.
So all these people have to have another shot in 3 weeks' time. They've
right.
got to make sure they're getting their shots in time, too.
I have read, Michelle, that that is part of the reason they're not releasing the, what's the backlog supply called? The reserve supply, because the reserve supply is already spoken for the second dose, is what I read a couple days ago.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
All right. Be well, Michelle. Thank you for the call.
You too.
All right. Take care. Rod in Olathe. Hello, Rod.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Dana, Scott, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for taking the call. I'm a regular listener, a first-time caller.
Oh, what? Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. A couple things on the vaccine, a couple situations. We have a shortage of supply in some areas, and some areas, perhaps Kansas in particular, has the doses but is behind on giving them. And so my concern is, there is a shelf life on the vaccine.
Yeah.
And so how do we know when we get our shot that our vaccine is still potent?
Rod, we are at the mercy of the keeper of the vaccinations. I mean, and that is just a fact.
Yeah, you just hope they know what they're doing, and I would imagine that they do. I mean,
Well, you would hope so.
I went into CVS a couple months ago and got my flu shot, and I just assumed and trusted that I got a legitimate and working shot.
Yeah, and we have to trust the system. I agree with that. I'm recently retired from the protein meat industry, and I understand shelf life, and we have to trust the system. One other comment that I would ask, and I only ask because I don't know, is our annual flu shot, we don't seem to have the logistical problems with that.
Right.
And it's administered by many companies. The companies that I work for, we got our flu shot there. And so I'm just wondering, understanding that this is a huge undertaking, and I'm willing to give some credit for that, but I think there just is a better way. There has to be a better way to get the vaccination out there and timely for people.
I 100% agree, Rod, because clearly the infrastructure is in place to distribute enough flu vaccine every year, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a fair question. Why can't we ramp this up the way we would just automatically have the doses for the flu vaccine? And yes, it's new, and yes, they had to go through trials, and I understand that. But
the argument would be, I think Dr. Hawkinson made this point, and I don't want to speak for him, so maybe I heard it from some other medical professional, so forgive me, Dr. Hawkinson, if I'm misquoting you. With the flu vaccine, they have months and months and months to produce it before it's ever administered.
Got it.
Right now, they're administering it, or they should be administering it, as it's being produced.
Right. So listen to these numbers from Kansas to his point, because I was trying to only give you good news this quarter hour, but this is just abysmal. As of Wednesday, the Kansas dashboard reported a total of about 129,000 vaccinations, 17,000 of which were second doses. So 129,000 have gone out. 17,000 of those 129,000 are second doses.
So 102,000 people.
Yep. It covers about that, which is 3.8% of the population.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, and I'm not talking about Governor Kelly here or any governor in particular. If it stays in the hands of the governors, which at the moment it is, and states are having this much trouble rolling out their program, and that's not to excuse the problems at the federal level either. Governors are going to lose their jobs.
You have to hope, though, Scott, and back to, like, let's try to find a silver lining here, that by next year, God help us, will this just not be part of life, and we know where they're going, we know where to go to get it, we have plenty for everyone.
Yeah, you go into CVS, say, put the flu in the left, I'll take the COVID in the right.
Correct. And I want the day off.
News is next. Bob Kendrick with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. He will join us right after 5:15 this afternoon. The Kansas City Monarchs are back. Bob Kendrick joins us at 5:15 this afternoon. News is coming up in just a moment.
Far away from the city.
for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.